Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erios production.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work? With strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
The Big Ones.
Each week we...
Oh, I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is The Big Ones. Each week, we discuss new ethical questions ranging from historical decisions to relationship problems to brain... busting moral choices.
The problems can be complicated to discuss, but they're always fun to talk about because they force you to look deep, deep, deep within inside yourself. Will you like what you see,
Maria Blasucci?
That's right, you guys. So today we're doing something a little bit different.
Yes.
A la the Godzilla episode.
Ooh, Godzilla part two. I hope you guys liked part one.
So Maria and I, we had this really great guest book that we were super excited about.
I mean, you guys would have gone wild.
But they had a work obligation come up last minute. And so we decided, like, hell, we'd ever skip a week.
Oh, no.
So on with the show. And then we might have our guest show up late. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. But we won't be holding our breath. That's for sure. Oh, no. Okay. We should also... I need to saunter over here and turn some air on. 1 second. Oh, my God.
As you guys can hear, my voice is a lot better. It is not completely healed. But we can say that I am on the mend.
Well, and just as Maria is on the mend, I came down with a cold.
I can't believe that.
I know. So it's been a pretty mild cold. I thought I was going to I was just telling myself that this cold's not going to get me because Matt had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this cold's not going to get me. I don't get sick. And
yeah,
I was like,
gotcha.
It got me good. So the last couple of days, it's just been like feeling generally just off.
A malaise. A chicken malaise.
What's a chicken malaise?
Well, chicken Milanese is like a breaded chicken dish. But a chicken malaise is a chicken that's kind of, you know, out of it.
It's hard when you're sick because I've watched all the good television. Like, I'm caught up on all the shows I want to watch at the moment. And so without television, I don't feel like working or really being creative. I'm not really like food doesn't sound that good, even though it's not like I'm not eating. I'm just like, I'm not like, ooh, I want a big chicken sandwich.
Oh, chicken malaise.
A chicken malaise. Also, I burned the roof of my mouth this morning on some hot eggs.
Oh, what a disaster.
I know. So I just really not much going for me now.
Now, okay, guys, settle in. I know what you're thinking. You're a little let down because you're going like, oh, I thought George Clooney was going to be on, you know?
And he was.
But he had to go do, what does he have, like satellites? You said he's got satellites.
Oh, I said, if you ever accuse George Clooney of selling out because he does those Italian Nespresso ads.
Shame on you.
Because the reason why he does commercials is because he's keeping a satellite in space. He's paying for a satellite. So he can keep an eye on some tiny country to make sure there's not a genocide.
And if that's not heroism, then I don't know what is.
I mean, George Clooney's amazing, right?
The Clooney man.
The Clooney man.
What are you reading the paper? Maybe
I just picked up the paper because I thought maybe there'd be a fun Ask Amy in here we could do in
a little
bit.
So sometimes on our Patreon, we do Ask Amy's. Now, Amanda and I, before the podcast, we thought to ourselves, do we have any big little big ones? And honestly, we've both been sick. We've both been in a fog of our own demise.
Of our own making.
Of our own making.
And Mondays, we're recording this on a Monday, which means it's right before it comes out tomorrow. But Mondays are kind of crazy days.
Cute boots.
Oh, those are my new fall boots.
Those are cute.
Aren't
She's
they
got
so
boots
cute?
Creeping out of the box like little peepers.
I know. I'm so, that was my little treat. Actually, that's something that you can do when you're sick is online shop. But so I got those for 50% off on J. Crew, and they're ankle boots.
They're houndstooth
ankle boots. That's my fall look. Can't you imagine me in some black pants and those and like a little sweater?
Ugh, I'd rather not.
A little sweater dress maybe with boots.
Yeah. Would you wear tights?
Cute. Oh my god, tights. Yes.
Oh my god, yes.
I can't wait for that. And you know, I'm not going to be able to wear them until January because that's when it gets cold these days in
California. You can wear them with your bathing suit.
Yeah, I was prancing around the house today in them and
breaking them in.
Yeah, and this big t-shirt I'm wearing.
But Amanda, let me just say something. So remember at the end of last week's episode when we were naming off all of the places people listen from?
Yeah.
So we said Japan and we named all these places. Well, no one from Japan wrote in.
Hmm.
But you know who did write in? Thanks to Jesse Ennis telling us how much Brazil is raring ready to go.
Yes.
Is someone from Brazil. So this is from Natalia. And she says, so I was listening to Men in Black with Jesse Ennis, and I'm from Brazil. I live in Sao Paulo, lived in Rio, and I'm from Fortaleza. And it's crazy that you mentioned all these cities in the podcast. Ha ha. Good episode, guys. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for writing in. And who's that coming in from?
Natalia.
Natalia.
So I think, you know, I know we mentioned Russia and Japan last time. If you guys are there, just write in thebigonespodcast@gmail.com.
We just like to know that our map is accurate.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Let me just move this to that. And then,
so what we decided to do instead of doing our own Dear Big Ones or Little Big Ones, because you guys hear enough from us, we're going to do two Dear Big Ones today.
Isn't that fun?
Isn't that fun? So Maria's going to pull up.
All right. Here's one.
Oh, I get to read?
Yes, of course.
Hi, Big Ones. So happy you guys are back at it and congrats on launching Erios. It's inspiring. Can you believe that?
That's nice, yeah.
That is nice. My little big one is about my old friend from high school. We bonded over old movies and thrift shopping and remained so close throughout school and most of college. She moved out of the country for school and has stayed there in the years since. But I'm not the best at keeping in touch. I try, but she definitely takes the cake. We have grown distant over the years, and while I understand old friendships change and can fade over the years, I am hurt by the total lack of effort on her part. When she is in town or randomly reaches out, she acts as if nothing has changed, like we're still the best of friends and seems to expect nothing but positivity on my end. I've had a lot of ups and downs over these years, and she hasn't been there. I'm starting to feel resentful toward her and even annoyed when she reaches out like that. Should I distance myself from a friendship that feels crappy or just accept this friendship for what it is and remember the good times? Love you guys and love the podcast. One of the two podcasts that make me laugh out loud on the subway.
Ooh.
There used to be three. When is the complete woman coming back?
Oh, no.
Maybe even a complete woman, big ones crossover.
Oh, my God.
What would happen if Maribel looked deep, deep, deep with inside herself? Oof. Anyway, I've nerded out enough for one email. Thanks for all the ear fun. From distance makes the heart grow distant.
Oh, I like
well,
that.
Well, thank you. And of course, this listener is talking about The Complete Woman, my podcast that I'm not going to say anything yet, but there is some news coming about The Complete Woman.
You heard it here first.
So follow Erios Network on Instagram for that announcement.
So, gosh, this is tough, right? Because they moved away from one another. That's the thing.
Yeah. And she was saying that she actually is not that good at staying in touch. So her friend was kind of, you know, carrying that burden, keeping the ball in the air. And then the friend dropped the ball. And now she feels like a little resentful that like, hey, what happened?
Right. But you can't be resentful if you're on the same level. You know, I have a lot of friends. I take that back. I don't have a lot of friends. But I have a select few friends from high school that are, I still consider my best friends. Now, a lot, and again, I'm speaking as though there's like 12 of them, and there's, you know, only a couple.
I could name three.
Let's hear it.
Catherine, Mary Catherine, and Maggie.
Yeah. You got it. So Maggie and Catherine live in LA, although we all live very far from one another in LA. So it's not, and we all have different lives. Like none of them are in the entertainment business. But, and then Mary Catherine lives in Dallas. Now when Mary Catherine comes to LA, which is like a couple times a year, we meet up with one another and it's like no time has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we talked about this last time we were together. It was just like, it's so like the friends that you meet up with like this, that you can just kind of like fall back into the, it's like you don't have to worry about the other, you know, months of the year when you're all living your separate lives. Because then yeah. You come back together and it's not like, so how's it going? It's just like, whatever. Like you're on the same level. And so if you don't feel that with this friend, then, you know, maybe it's not something that has very solid foundations.
Right. That could be. Yeah. I mean, I guess the question really is for yourself. Do you want to be friends with this person? Because I do feel maybe a little bit what's happening is you're taking it personally that this person has kind of stopped keeping the ball in the air as far as your friendship. When I would say, if you looked at it through a different perspective, maybe that person has stuff going on in their life that you don't know about.
Yeah, and they're resentful of you.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. So, and this is so hard to do, but it is one of the four agreements.
Okay, let's hear about this again.
is not to take things personally.
Wait a minute. Oh, I'm thinking about the like 12 kinds of love. What's
that
one?
Oh, wait. Okay. So there's four kinds of love languages.
Giving, taking, leaving, and staying.
And there's also four agreements. There might be five. I think there's four.
Okay. And so what are they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's, okay, don't take anything personally.
Okay.
Which means when you think someone is like giving you attitude or mad at you about something, there's a good chance that you're the last thing on their mind and they're just having a bad day, you know?
Yeah. But what if you ran into them? Like you hit their car with your car and they're mad at you.
Yeah. Like if you hit their car with your car, then maybe they would be, there's reason.
So, but, and then I should take it personally or still?
Well,
I should
say, I hit your car and then you went, hey, you hit my car. What's wrong with you? I would go, you know what? This isn't really about me. Maria's just in a mood. It's probably something going on with her.
That's horrible. That's shocking to actually hear.
Right? But how good do I feel? No. I mean, I would just say, like, I bet you're feeling resentful toward your friend, but I think it actually has very little to do with you and that this person's just off living their own life, just how you're living your life. So I think these are your options, honestly. You start reaching out more because obviously this is the type of friendship, unlike Maria's great friends, this one requires a little bit more connection to be worthwhile. Yeah. So either you reach out more, and if you don't really want to do that, maybe it's just accepting it for being what it is.
Yeah.
Is all you can do.
And there can be friendships where you don't know, like when you're going, if it's long distance like that, you could be going through stuff that other person doesn't have to be part of that in your life. You know, you can have other friends that are with you on that level that you don't have to be like, I don't know, like not everyone needs to be as aware of everything in your life.
Yeah, not everyone has to be a best friend. It's sometimes mm-hmm. It's really valuable to just have friends that you knew during a certain period of your life to kind of like remind you of
what you used to be
and
how far you've fallen.
I know. Like I'm still friends with all my friends, a lot of them. Maria's the only new friend I've ever made.
That's not true.
Who?
You've got a ton.
Well, like couple friends.
Okay.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I do have friends, but a lot of them are like couples, group friends.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, you are the only friend I've made. And the basketball team, of Nilo. Course. Well, yeah, okay. Nilo, I met in college, bitch.
Oh, so that's, you're counting, you met me in college.
I know, I'm saying your college was the last time. You were the one friend I picked up.
Okay.
I know you, that's a lot of pressure you're trying to get out of
you
it.
Just call me bitch and that's okay because I know you're not mad at me, you're mad at yourself.
I'm just saying that I have these friends that I've known since preschool and we're all still really close and I really value them because they know me so well. You know, we also used to go thrift shopping together.
Aww.
Yeah. And then there's some friends I don't see that much, but you know, when I do see them, it's kind of just like a nice, fun, shallow interaction, and that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like not
a shallow interaction is a shallow interaction can be hard. It's one of those things where you can't leave any silences.
I know. It just depends on what you're into. You know,
thrift shopping. Then you can be looking through those hangers. You can hide in those hangers.
I do love thrift shopping. It's so fun.
I know you do. And I just can't, you know, it's the odd couple over here. We're just very different.
Maria will barely online shop.
Well, not all of us, you know, have the luck you do with your boots, your houndstooth boots.
Well, J. Crew's, it's always a sale. I would never buy anything full price from J. Crew.
All right.
And I will never.
I'll take that bet. the perfect plan.
The only time I bought something full price from J. Crew is when it was last pilot season and I was like, I need a cute pilot season blouse.
You need that. You do need that.
And so I just picked one right off the rack and I bought it. It's like $60.
Okay.
Didn't get a single audition.
Oh no, but the blouse did. The blouse kept leaving the house.
The blouse got a series regular. Some other girl's wearing it.
I wish this cough would go away because I can't laugh without coughing.
I mean, podcasting's your livelihood. This cough's going to take you down.
Okay.
I hope we answered your question, but I'd say, you know what, it's hard when there's a friendship that's just not coming naturally.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. But
who has the time, really?
Not me.
You know what, though? Before we transition into the big, big one, we have to do our ask.
Oh, you're right, Amanda.
Now, I will say this. We have been getting... This is the time in the podcast where Maria and I demand that you rate and review and tell people about this premium free content that you're listening to right now.
Now, I have... There's two sides to this coin, okay? The one side is tails, and that's the good side. Of we're getting so many nice reviews.
I've been looking.
So, I mean, it really, I was scrolling through. It was warming my heart.
It's truly, they're really sweet. You want to read a couple?
Yeah. So this is, I will leave 5 stars. This is from Erg. Want to hear some zany improv and hear the inner psyche of some of your favorite Pistol Shrimps actors' guests? If so, then you have come to the right place. Marie and Amanda have a great rapport with each other that makes jumping into any episode super easy and enjoyable. Add some great guests and you have a winner of a podcast. Isn't that nice?
That's so nice.
Here's another one. Oh, this is on... This makes sense for today's episode. The Godzilla episode rules. This is from Evilest Twin. I've been following the goings-on of Amanda and Maria since I first heard them on James Bonding podcast. They're amazing. Furthermore, they have adventurous spirits.
Wow.
And they will keep your fires burning. 5 stars.
Oh, my God.
And then, so let me just say this. That's the positive sign. Side. That's a positive side. Rating, reviewing, subscribing.
Yes.
Can I go to the flip side of the coin, the evil side?
Yeah.
The one where heads is there. We have more than 354 listeners, Amanda. And that's how many reviews we have.
Oh my God.
I know. Doesn't that burn your belly?
Wow.
Like, I'm not going to give numbers or whatever, but we have thousands.
Wow.
And... let me just say that if I was a betting man, and I'm not, but I could be, that I'd say, take it off the table.
What do you mean?
I mean, burn it all down.
What are you talking about?
The numbers aren't in my favor.
What are you talking about? You're scaring me. What is she talking about?
I'd say get rid of all these chips.
Oh no, she can't even get a word out. What are you talking about, for real?
You know what I mean.
You mean the numbers just don't add up?
Yeah, and that makes me not want to take the bet.
And the bet is the podcast.
This is rigged. I'd say this is rigged. This is a rigged system.
So you think, like, I'm writing all the reviews?
No, I don't think that. I don't think there's any horseplay going on.
Do you need a minute? Do you want to go get a glass of water?
I just need to cough real big, but will you talk?
Yeah, I'm going to talk. Okay. Yeah, I think there's some people out there who have blocks when it comes to rating and reviewing. And I think that these are things... Oh, God, she's going at it in the kitchen. And I think these blocks are something that came up in childhood, probably around the age of 5 or 6, through some traumatic experience where you expressed gratitude and appreciation and you were shut down, maybe by a stern father figure. Or an erratic mother on the brink of a mental breakdown. It's possible that you had a bullying older sibling who when you said thank you for being my sister or brother, they pushed you down the well. And that's when your walls went up and you said, you know what, I'm never going to give 5 stars to anything ever, ever again. And now, you know what? Now the year is 1998 and you're an ad exec in the big city. And you just met the guy of your dreams. But you're not going to be able to have a relationship if you can't rate and review.
And that's what I was saying. Is that if the chips are on the table but the numbers don't add up, then you've got to look inside yourself.
I know. I mean, the whole game's going to be called off. So... You guys, and let's say that you do have a block when it comes to rating and reviewing. Well, there's other ways you can help. You can help by joining our Patreon.
Oh, yes. But if they have a block in rating and reviewing, then believe I'm not holding my breath.
That's true. Anyway, I would just ask yourself, I know you're such a busy ad exec. You don't have a single minute to your to yourself. But I would just say, like, you're watching TV, right? Just take 1 minute from out of your TV watching.
Is that so much to ask? I mean, am I crazy, Amanda? Am I crazy to ask this? Tell me if I'm crazy.
You're not crazy.
Then why do I feel crazy? Why do I feel like I'm screaming?
You know what, Maria? I think this is why your cough won't go away.
Because the ratings and reviewing yes, subscription?
It's just not adding up.
It's not adding up. My eyes are spinning.
And this, you'll never be healed.
Because it just doesn't make any sense. If we get like 5,000 listeners in one day, then why do we have less than 500 reviews?
Are they? You know what? I think today
it
it's got
makes me
to
spit.
Change.
It makes me want to.
Oh no! Don't spit in the house.
Oh no! It makes me want to spit.
Oh God. Okay. Well, anyway, let's move on. But you guys, I think you're hearing us.
I hope so.
And thank you.
Thanks, you guys, so much. And the ones that have rated and reviewed, we get it. It's like the prodigal son.
You're kind of like slurring your words a little bit.
Not to cough.
A second ago, you called me Amanda. You left out the D. So sad. We're both so ill.
It's like the prodigal son. They're here. They're doing their best. They're doing their deeds. They're saying their piece and they're making us feel good. And all we can do is think about the people that are out there not doing what they're supposed to do.
I know. It's really...
It's sick.
I think our guest may have just gotten here.
Oh my God. He's going to be in for... Or she is going to be in for a real rude awakening when... I hear him talking.
I know. Who is he talking
or
to?
Or she. Oh, I see him. He's got his sunglasses on.
Oh, no. Here's our guest. Our guest is Matt Gourley.
Hi.
Just in time for the big one.
What is the big one?
Ooh, we're getting to it. We'll get to it right after this break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, everyone. We're back with our special guest.
If you guys couldn't tell, it's Matt Gourley.
But I have to be the least special guest you could possibly have because I'm just in the house ready to go.
I mean, well, this is the thing. Okay, so you sometimes appear on our Patreon episodes, but not everyone is a Patreon subscriber. So to them, you know, they may not have heard from you in quite a while.
First episode, right?
Oh, you were on Mark's, the Goodfellas one.
I was?
Wait, what do you mean the first episode?
The first episode of the big ones, and then he did the Goodfellas episode with Mark.
And then Matt, Myra, and I did an episode.
So you've been on it. You've been on it quite
a bit. That's what I'm saying, not so special.
All right.
Oh, well, we'll have to hear in from the listeners how they feel.
But I'm going
to
give it all
my... Yeah, give it all you've got.
All my got. You might give it all my got.
You might be able to get special on this
Get
episode.
Special.
Listeners, call in and get me special.
All right.
I'd like a special.
We have a very... Now, I don't know where I heard this big one from.
You said it today when you suggested it. You said it like you'd said it a million times. I've never heard it before.
I heard this... like a week ago, and I don't know from who. I want to say maybe the Web Crawlers girls, but I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'm really excited to get to it.
Oh, I am too.
Okay, hold
I'm
on.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
Hold on to your jock straps.
That all three of us are wearing.
Okay, I have to say, so this is written in Maria's notes on her iPhone.
It says too dry.
Why does it say too dry?
I don't know. I was looking at that too.
Were you talking about like something you cooked?
I don't know.
The weather?
I don't know what it was. I'm trying to think what it would. What could it be? Okay. Too dry.
Well, you think about that while I read this.
Oh, it. I think it maybe the enchiladas I made.
Your martinis?
And this was just like self-hatred reminder. Too dry is it set as a reminder
to pop
up.
You made
up
it for you and Craig, and then she goes to the bathroom and just writes it down. Too dry.
I write it so I can see it. So like I can be face to face with
it. Oh my gosh, this is so sad. Okay, that is so sad. Were they Blue Apron enchiladas?
No, I made them. I made them all by myself, and I made the sauce myself. They were very good. I just needed a little more sauce,
maybe some more cheese too.
This is the big one, but it is.
This is the lifestyle.
They were good. They were good. They had enough cheese.
Okay, everyone, ready? You are on the jury for a murder trial.
Oh man!
Lucky you. A young man was brutally stabbed in his one-bedroom condo. Lucky him. So Maria. The defendant is a 25-year-old girl who has all but confessed to the murder. All the evidence points to her. Easy deliberation, right?
Right.
Wrong.
Oh, no,
turns out she's a conjoined twin, and her other half adamantly claims she had nothing to do with the murder. What are you to do?
Oh my God,
right?
This is so good.
Isn't that good?
Exonerate the twins or send them both to the electric chair?
Wow. That's what a trial's for. I got questions. Oh my God.
This is such a good one, right?
Oh. Well, we should maybe play the twins.
Yes, absolutely.
And
playing
Matt,
the twins.
You could play one of the
yeah, I'll be the prosecuting.
Now, are you allowed to have two people on the stand at the same time?
I think they'd have to make an exception.
Or, well, they would both have to be there physically, but would they
one
testify
would be outside
separately?
The Yes.
Wow, that's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if it's... I'm sure it's happened before.
You don't share a brain. Let's get that...
No, you okay, don't. So you could share separate... a spleen, but you're not sharing a brain.
You're two separate personalities.
Of course, you're two separate people. You're two separate souls. You're two separate...
I mean, I...
Amanda.
We can't say for sure.
Yeah, we don't know about that.
I think you're split at the rib. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Split at the rib.
So you got two legs and one
cuckoo.
Well, again, can I just look at a now there are those famous conjoined girls.
Yeah.
The ones that are just like living their life. They like play soccer.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Hold, let me just, so we can get a visual, okay?
I'm thinking of those conjoined twins from Big Fish.
Well, they weren't real.
No.
No.
Okay, let me...
I'm thinking of like the Guinness Book of World Records.
These gals. Twins. See, they have their heads.
Yeah.
Are separate. And these gals are awesome. Because
do they have two legs or four?
What are their names, Maria, so people can look them up?
Abby and Brittany Hensel.
Yeah.
And... let me just get this out there. This is, I think it's so cool that they're like so just like love life. And so, have you seen documentaries on them? Like,
yeah. How old are they now?
I think they're in their 20s. I'm trying to see. Okay. So they have two legs.
Yeah. So they're basically, they split at the kind of,
at the neck.
At the neck. Yeah.
And then they have one arm each and one leg each.
Yeah.
But do they, can they control their whole body, one of them?
Yes. Okay, so one...
each can control both arms?
Well, look at them. That's them riding a bicycle.
This is in question, you know? Who's controlling what? I think this has a lot to do with the weather.
They swim together. So you can do quite a bit. I mean, you learn how to live like this.
Yes.
Okay.
You can do everything. Swimming, horseback riding.
Murder. Oh, my God.
Okay, so let's just... let's pretend like they'll let both of us, or maybe you're just the lawyer asking us both what happened. Maybe, are we in a closed room?
No, I think we're on trial, and you and I, let's say they let us testify at the same time.
Okay, they may, okay, cool.
What are our names? Should we just be Brittany and Abby?
No.
Oh, okay. Abby and Brittany?
No. Abby and Brittany.
I'll be Dina.
And I'll be Andrina. Or you call me Andy.
Dina and Andy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Matt is standing up right now.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what a banner day we have before us. I don't want to call it an anomaly, but it's never been seen nor heard in the courtroom before. Miss Dina, you have been accused, arrested, and confessed to the murder of young Branson P. Atwater.
I didn't confess. I've all but confessed.
All but confessed, right. Excuse me, I got ahead of myself. There was so much evidence, I could hardly be blamed for thinking she confessed.
Oh, God. Just side note, you guys, he is in character.
It's really scary.
Andrina, but let's call you by your sweet little name that you prefer to go by, you innocent little angel.
Oh, that's Andy. That's my name.
Could this little flower hurt a flower?
I couldn't. I've never hurt a flower, not even once, even when I wanted to.
A flower cannot hurt a flower.
He just spilled his water.
Now, Dina, look at the devil's glint in her eye. Your DNA was found on the scene.
Well, how did you know it was mine? Why, it could have been Andrina's DNA, too.
No, well, it wasn't mine. It wasn't mine. I was sleeping that night.
I was sleeping, too. Why, this is just a big misunderstanding.
Is it true or is it not true that merely minutes before the body was found, you had a fight with the young man?
Well, yes, he was my boyfriend, but... you know, I loved Jeffrey.
He was your boyfriend, but...
you were jealous.
He didn't want to be. Oh, have I said too much?
You were jealous.
Oh, Attica, Attica. Now, what was that? And I will remind you, you are under oath.
Well, he didn't want to be her boyfriend.
What are you talking about, Andrina? Of course he did.
He wanted to be mine.
Objection.
When he first met us, we were flipped the other way.
Oh, your honor, get me out of here.
No.
I'm afraid you're going to have to stay tuned for our questions. Now, Dina.
Yes?
Is it true or is it not true that the murder weapon was from your cupboard.
Well, yes, but...
And that you and Andy have separate silverware cupboards.
Well, it was a rolling pin went missing from my cupboard.
Yes. You sweet little thing. You've got to go through all this and lose a rolling pin in the whole charade. I feel for you.
It was a gift. If I'm not wrong about this, the blow to the head came from the right hand, didn't it?
Now, Dina, let's walk it back about 2 to 4 minutes when you took your oath on the Bible. Which hand did you use?
Why, I used my right hand like I should.
Your Honor, I confess. That is what she said. She is right-handed. The forensics experts at CSI Tallahassee tell us it was a right-handed rolling pin.
Of course she's right-handed. She only has the right hand. I'm the left hand.
And can you, in fact, control that right hand, sweet baby doll?
I wish I could.
Oh. Look, she's controlling it right now.
How I'm not do doing I know that. That?
You're doing that right now.
Well, then you're doing this.
I am not.
Oh, don't use that kind of finger language.
I would never. I don't want to do this, mister. She's making me.
Oh, they're slapping each other. Oh, no. Oh, no. Order, order, Attica, Attica.
And scene. Wow, that was, I felt like I was in...
that was good. I would watch that.
That really... clarified something for me.
What?
I think that when you're talking about conjoined twins, mm-hmm. they have a lot of psychic abilities. I have a hard time believing they wouldn't have been in cahoots.
But that's not fair.
Well, this didn't really.
No, but it did.
I know, but we're saying
for today, for the next 20 minutes, it did.
Can I tell you something? In the 90s, when I first started doing comedy, I wrote a sketch where conjoined twins were a defense and prosecuting attorney.
That's so fun.
It was not funny, but
oh,
but
well, you
said fun.
It's fun to think about. I don't know. It was executed.
It's all about whether
if the okay. So all the evidence points to that Dina's DNA was there.
But it really would
the
be
same
both of them.
DNA.
Same DNA. What evidence could there be that it was just Dina? Other than
the
like
right hand.
Confession.
I mean, if the it's right the hand, right hand.
That it was Dina's boyfriend. That, because they do get boyfriends and stuff like that. It was Dina's boyfriend who had broken up with her the day before.
Oh my God. But you know what?
What?
I know what happened.
What?
I know what happened.
What do you mean? This isn't a murder mystery.
I yes, know, but
no,
I know.
I've got some special.
I know what
something
happened.
Something just was revealed to me.
Do we what? Go into the improv?
Okay,
oh,
go,
okay.
Should
go
we
ahead.
Go back in?
Little Andy, you've been sitting there so quiet like a little church mouse. Do you have something to say?
Well, I need to say it. I'm a Christian woman, and why, it's just wrong to lie after what my sister did.
What did I do?
She killed him. She killed him. She killed him. Send her to the electric chair. Get her
hold
off
on
of me
there.
So I can finally be free.
No, I see what she's doing. I see what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
And scene. I see what you're doing, you little jerk.
I framed you.
You framed me yeah. so that you could get
that. Rid of you.
But here's the problem. Did
there's one?
Did Andy? There's two. Did Andy immediately turn her in? Because if she didn't, she's an accessory to the crime.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say this. What if Andy called what? So Andy's defense is she was asleep
through a murder. She slept through a murder.
She had taken a sleeping pill. She yeah. has because she doesn't sleep
so
well.
One head is just lying.
Yes.
Limp.
She had her little mask on.
She had her mask on. She was asleep, right? Okay. And it makes sense. She was having trouble sleeping, so she was taking her sleeping pills.
Okay.
She says she was asleep. As soon as she heard the screams, she woke up, went, "What are you doing, Dina?" and called the police. Dina tried to grab the phone from her, but it was too late.
Oh, then if that's really the case, then innocent and guilty.
But that's what she said.
And you're saying differently.
So this is the thing, guys. Okay, so it's better that 100 guilty people go free than one innocent person be sent to jail or death.
In theory, unless one of those guilty people has like a nuclear bomb.
Well, right. But I'm just saying, I just don't think there's any world where if you're not certain that they were both in on it, that you can fairly, I mean, the burden of proof is on the prosecution. Right. So I don't know as a juror if there's, unless there's evidence that points to both of them, because they're inseparable, I don't think you can send them both to jail.
But I think there's ample evidence that you could, she couldn't take a sleeping aid that wouldn't knock out the other sister.
That's true.
So she had to be conscious the entire time.
We have different
time.
Stomachs.
You do? This is news to me.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
And scene. Girls, how many stomachs do you have between the two of your heads?
Two.
One.
Three.
Three total, then. So you are part cow.
I don't know how many we have.
You've never been told by a doctor or clergyman?
Mama didn't believe in the doctors.
What about the clergyman?
Oh, she liked them too much.
Who doesn't?
This doesn't, and scene. This only says things about like what they like doing with...
Well, those are kind of rude questions to ask, how many stomachs you have.
Oh.
It simply isn't done.
I see. The thing is, it's like, okay, so let's assume...
Okay, they have, with Abby and Brittany, they have two heads but one body.
Yeah. I could tell.
So they have one heart pumping enough blood to both brains?
The body is symmetrical, which makes it seem as though they are just one with two heads, but actually their bodies are joined together, and each twin controls one side. After they were born, doctors didn't expect them to live for long, as typically these kinds of conjoined twins do not survive past infancy.
It's really incredible.
It really is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, okay, so they have one stomach. They just both control different sides of their body. Okay, so then Dina dragged Andy along unwillingly and started stabbing her ex-boyfriend.
And this is the thing, though. So if you're, how does this work with like spousal privilege? Like, if do you have to turn in your spouse?
No, you don't, right?
I don't know.
I think you
can't. Are you asking?
Or no, it's do I well, you to? Probably do have to turn them in, but a spouse can't be like
you can't testify against them.
Yeah, that's what
so it is, actually
right.
I feel like there has to be something with conjoined twins where you don't have to testify against your conjoined twin.
But that doesn't change the fact, are you going to be convicted or not?
Right.
Because if you're both there, and I mean, at the end of the day, the question is, like, what do you do if one of them, so say Dina is convicted and Andy's not? What do you do?
I mean, could you find a way to punish one and not the
she
other?
She has to wear a head jail.
A bird cage.
I mean, I guess there are ways, like, to restrict one's sort of activities. And I mean, well,
not
say
without
they,
restricting the other one.
Well, but say they like to do different things.
So instead of going to the movies, they go horseback riding.
Yeah, that's or they can Andy only watch the do. Movies the other one likes.
I don't know. I mean, what is this? What do you do?
You can't send them to jail.
Well, I'm still on the fact that I can't believe that Andy is innocent.
I mean, I'm right there with you. I really think these, they are not
careful.
Okay,
she can't move half her body without the other half.
She dragged.
Why is she stronger? They're the same strength.
She loves. Talk about differences. She loves weightlifting.
No,
yes, she does.
I don't know if a murder is possible so without the accomplice.
One side is buffer than the other.
Yeah.
No, there's no way. Like, she could stop her. She could punch her sister's head. Like, if a life is at stake, Andy could punch Dina's head while she's trying to...
What if Dina had, what do you call it, handcuffed her sister's hand to, like, her behind her back to something, so her sister couldn't fight her?
Maybe she couldn't drug her, but she could maybe knock her out.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's not the same head.
Yeah, she could. She did.
Yeah.
So then what? What do you do? Do you send her to jail? Do you put her on them on house arrest? Do you, I mean, what do you do?
House arrest.
Yeah. But the other one's on house arrest too.
It's just not fair. I mean, I think you'd have to just send them to like rehabilitation. Like try and...
It's just not fair.
Right. So we are saying that Andy is innocent in this scenario. And then what do you do if we... If
yeah,
we come
I think
to that
let's
conclusion?
Establish... Let's go down that path for a minute.
Andy's innocent. Dina did it. And Andy was knocked out.
And then once she found out, she called the cops.
Yes.
So she is truly innocent and did her best to stop it.
Yeah, and the other one is not just guilty. It wasn't just a crime of passion. Like, they're like psychopathic. Yeah. Wow.
Maybe what you do is sedate and severely drug the guilty one.
Forever?
But this is the thing. The Andy needs her motor skills to do anything.
Oh God, Amanda, this is sick. Who
thought of
this?
Your idea.
Who thought of this?
Too dry.
Do you see now? Do you see?
I just, unfortunately, you cannot send an innocent person to jail.
Yeah.
But now let me ask you this. Is Dina a danger to society? Knowing that she's done this before, is she going to do this again?
Is there a way to, because this is such a special case, maybe she has to have like a chaperone. They have to have a chaperone follow them, like a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can think of. And it would cost the citizens and taxpayers money. Mm-hmm. But it's not like this is going to be happening all over the world.
Well, I don't know. Once it happens, you well, could see I, it more and more.
How many of conjoined twins are there with this scenario?
Well, not that many yet.
What are more coming?
Well, I don't know.
Once they see these two gain celebrity
and carte blanche to do any crime they want.
I know what you do. You give them a reality show. That way they're monitored.
Yeah, I guess. And told what to do.
Yeah.
But does Andy want her life to be there?
No.
That's still that's a kind of prison.
Yeah. This is the thing. I have a feeling that Andy, knowing how dangerous her sister is, might volunteer to go to jail. Oof. I mean, is that her moral obligation?
Is it? Ooh.
No.
I mean, they're
I don't think it's on her.
They have different brains, but at what point are you the same person?
I think if you have separate brains, you're not the same person.
That's where you draw the line.
I would, yeah, because your brain is everything. That's really your soul, is your brain.
Yeah.
Okay, I just found an article on Slate. So in 2009, a question was asked. And it was asked, if a conjoined twin commits murder, does his brother get punished too?
Sexist.
Exactly. So then they asked this, and then there were winner. Then they're publishing who the winners are.
Winners.
What do the winners get?
Okay, so this is interesting. So this person is saying you might throw both twins in prison, but treat only the guilty one as if he were a convict. But how does that work? When the siblings were released, for example, the good twin would have all the rights of a normal citizen, while mm-hmm. the evil twin would have lost the right to vote, be registered as a sex offender, but it's still putting the other one... I mean, this just doesn't...
No.
Unless,
I think we've already gotten farther than that.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you do send them both to jail and then say you give one a pillow and one doesn't get a pillow, and then one has to eat the jail food and one can have whatever it
has
wants.
To eat the pillow.
But there is a way to have a different jail experience.
Now, yeah, but I think you're right. Like, it's not even fair at all to subject the innocent one to that.
I don't think so.
Amanda, your question before was, could the other one testify against the other one? And they are saying absolutely. In the United States, spouses tend to have special privileges when it comes to testifying against each other. A handful of states offer similar protections to parents who don't wish to testify against their children. But siblings, conjoined or not, have no such right.
Wow.
Which is crazy because that bond has to be just out of this world.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Okay, so...
That's why it's hard to believe in the first place this could ever happen without both of them being involved.
I mean,
I'm accepting it for this premise. But.
I know, but I also tend to feel that way, that these two are so close. That the fact that they would disagree this...
Well, have you heard their taste in music? They're completely on different sides of the spectrum.
One's new wave, one's heavy metal.
Yeah.
I just think...
It's shocking. Like, people... And one dresses all goth.
Yeah.
And maybe. That Andy's the one that dresses goth as that's a curveball. Yeah.
Now, yeah. I could see a love triangle happening among these twins.
Well, it would by definition be a love triangle.
No.
There's no possible way for it to be anything but that.
Yeah. I know. I know. So I could see like jealousy, you know, maybe some jealousy happening.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you could make a case that the Andy knew, but like you said, the burden of proof is on the prosecution. And if we're saying that the ruling is that one's innocent and one's guilty, and what do? That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
I think you got to send a chaperone around with him.
But how sad for Andy that she has to now walk around daily with this person she can't trust whatsoever.
Right. Like, is she a danger?
Yeah, I mean, she was knocked out.
If she testified against her,
that's
too.
Where the chaperone comes in.
Yeah,
I know. And therapy. I mean, you'd have to get them into rehabilitation therapy. Like,
there's just no way out of this. This is gonna hurt everyone involved.
What if this is in a state with capital punishment and this is like premeditated first degree murder,
mm-hmm.
and they could theoretically put Dina to death and then just remove the head.
Oh my God.
Look, I'm not saying that's so dark.
I mean, listen, if she was, I don't believe in the death penalty, but it would.
But in this case,
I mean, it would be really the only way to punish one and not.
But you can't give the other one, you'd have to guillotine her. You couldn't put her in the, because they share one body.
What do you mean?
You can't put one of them in the electric chair without.
No, I'm not talking about the electric chair. Like, you'd have to do a surgery and like remove the head.
Okay, well, I'm
this is making me sick.
I can't believe this is going this out is public.
Making me sick.
None of, like, we are not.
So disgusting.
This is awful.
So you're saying that you'd.
No, I'm not saying this is what should happen.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're adamant about it. That you'd put them both under and then search.
I'm saying if this happened in a.
Guillotine the head.
That's worse.
Than surgically removing it.
Like, first of all, you can't build a guillotine for
these
two. Well,
you need it both because you'd put them under and then you'd get the guillotine out.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to guillotine anything.
I don't.
It doesn't have to be like a public village thing.
Hanging. It's just like you're on one of those rides at the fair.
Oh my God. This is disturbing.
Making me sick.
This is disturbing. I am a very special guest.
Oh my God, it's making me sick.
No, I think they should just stay home. They should have a chaperone. They should
house arrest, supervised visits when they go out. Supervisor.
Yeah, because I actually don't think you can just remove one. I think they're so connected. Like, I don't think that would work.
No, and I'm not saying that's what you should. I'm just saying. If this happened in a state where they have capital punishment, they might consider that. I'm against capital punishment.
No,
too,
I know. And you know, those capital punishment people, they could really get on board.
That's cruel and unusual, though, I think.
Well, yeah.
Interesting.
No, I think you just, as crazy as it is, it was in cold blood, you put a chaperone on them, and then Andy gets to make all the decisions from now on with her life. And she wants to go to Paris?
Yeah.
Sorry, Dina, you're going.
But
oh yeah, poor Dina.
At what point, like 3 years in, where like Dina's like, I want Twix. Well, we're having Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted Twix, but you murdered that guy and got our life like this. Yeah. Stop saying that.
Oh, God.
And then, like,
she hits her over the head with a Three Musketeers.
And then, like, Andy wakes up in the middle of the night and Dean is just staring at her.
That's why you need the chaperone.
It's
a 24 hour.
Yeah,
chaperone.
24 hour. Yeah. A woman.
Yeah.
Gloria.
Should we do a scene?
Play Gloria.
Everybody ready for bed?
I am.
I'd like the other side of the bed tonight.
Well, that means we'd have to put the pillows on the other side of the bed.
That's right. You have the nice pillow, Andy.
Yes, thank you. I get the silk pillow.
Dina, here's your burlap.
I'm getting real tired of this, Annie. Now you're just rubbing it in at this point.
Because you killed that boy.
Well, yeah. So what?
Do we need to remind you that you're a premeditated murderess?
No.
Gloria, can I have milk and cookies?
You bet you can, my sweet little angel. I pre-made them. I premeditated them.
Let me have one of those cookies.
No. No. You get a lizard tail.
Can I have a little head scratch and a story?
You bet you could. Now shut your ears, you goddamn scourge. Once upon
this
a time.
This is real bad. I feel like a prisoner in my own body. And I'm going to take you with me.
Oh, no. Andy, run.
I can't.
Okay, bye.
Okay, wow. So I think we know that is the best case scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the...
That's a hard... It's, you know, that's a brain-busting moral choice.
Quandary. I don't doubt that one of your listeners, or maybe many of them, will email in some ingenious, like, way to handle this. Although, if that was the best answer on Slate, that was horrible.
Well, I was skimming it. Oh. I don't know. You know, don't take my word for it.
I want to know who the winner is.
It was the question of 2008.
Mommy, I won! I won! What did you win? The heads!
Oh, no.
The one head killed.
Oh, God. Well, I think we solved that one.
Yeah.
What do you say we do a Dear Big Ones?
I love it.
Oh, that's so good.
Dear Big Ones.
I'm actually shocked by how crazy that was.
Yeah.
That got so wild.
Yeah, that was really something.
It was too wild for TV.
I can't believe it took us so long to do that.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just such a great moral dilemma.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant to get to the answer.
Oh, no. Dear Big Ones. You're sick with a fever and a sore throat.
Which we all have been recently.
Wow. Yes. You're a child of a negligent mother. She's supposed to watch your niece, but shows up at your place and hands you a bunch of stuff to watch her while mom, grandma gossips on the phone. You're in no shape to object, but not babysit. Ethically, it gets a bit more bonkers as you have a master's in international education and you took an oath to protect kids, regardless of place and conditions. And then that's it.
You say, go screw, Mom.
Yeah. It's baking time. Please make a clowner t-shirt. Please make a clowner t-shirt. Okay, and they also want a clowner t-shirt.
Okay,
so here we go. So what are they asking? You're a child of a negligent mother. She's supposed to watch your niece.
Who's supposed to watch the niece? The mother.
The mother, but she gives it to you.
Yeah.
Do you have something else going on?
You're sick.
Well, you're sick.
You shouldn't have been around. You shouldn't be around the kid.
No. Oh, God.
You have to say no. Yeah. A hard no.
Yeah, and I think grandma better understand that she's not getting a phone call right away.
Yeah, well, you hire another babysitter or something. You don't
tell the mom.
You have to set boundaries with this.
But you make sure the mom doesn't babysit. If you know the mom is negligent, then you can't just let her decide what to do with the kid.
Excuse me.
Bless you. Yeah. So you have to figure something. You have to go, I can't do it, but I've already arranged this to happen.
Yeah. If you can't babysit, you can't babysit.
Always the babysitter, never the baby.
I do want to be the baby.
No.
Well, guys, that was a really fun episode.
That was. Oh, yeah. My God. I can't wait for the t-shirt.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Please, no. Please, no.
Dina and Andy. And that lawyer. What was that lawyer's name?
Elibidger T. Pass Washer.
Oh, I hear he's good. Matt, what's going on? You're on that Conan podcast, the hottest podcast in the land.
Well, yeah, we just started up recording season 2, which will be out, I think, October 7th. The follow-up to In Voorhees We Trust with Gourley and Rust, which is now titled In Myers We Trust with Geyers and Rust. I'm legally changing my name to keep the rhyme. That comes out, I believe, October 4th. Don't hold me to it.
And that's scary month.
Yes. We're going to be watching a lot of Halloween.
That is scary month.
And then Super Ego Season 5 is going free to the world on October 7th?
Sometime 14th? During scary month.
9th. October 9th.
A Halloween surprise.
So podcast season is in full effect. It's been a nice summer off, but now it's time to get back to work.
Oh, yeah. The people are so happy.
summer went by really quick for me because of this sickness I got.
Yeah, it really
I think all
it.
Of August just was taken from me, was taken, was snatched from me like a baby in a basket.
Like Liam Neeson's daughter.
Yeah, snatched.
She's no baby. I mean, she's like 37.
She was 37 playing a 14-year-old.
Yeah, she was.
Maggie Grace. If you're out there, we'd love to have you on.
Yeah. Well, you're a gorgeous woman.
Yeah, Maggie, if you're listening, come on, girl.
Yeah, and nice job in the movie, too.
Yeah, no, you did great.
Yeah.
So, Matt, where can people find you?
Just at Matt Gourley on social media and at mattgourley.com, where you can find about all these podcasts or various projects or little deals.
And he updated his website recently.
I did,
oh,
yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That's cool. Some Flash. Is there some Flash animation on there?
Yeah.
Cool. That's no easy feat.
There's not.
Well, you can find us at The Big Ones Pod on Twitter. Email us your dear big ones, or if you have a big one, like the one we did today about the conjoined twins.
Oh, send me more of those.
Praise God. You can email us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. Join our Patreon. Subscribe. Rate and review. And thanks so much, you guys, for listening to
The Big Ones.
I rest my case.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.